We have Northfield Mayor Rhonda Pownell and Police Chief Mark Elliott. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for coming in today.
Good morning, Jeff. Good morning, listeners.
All right. You guys have had probably some overtime days recently. It's been an interesting time in Northfield with the flooding that we've had. And not only downtown, but really throughout wherever the Cannon River is at, it's flooded over. And some areas that are just flooding on their own from all the rain that we've had. So I guess we'll start off by talking a little bit about a busy day yesterday, and Mayor, we'll ask you about that. You had a special, you had to call a special emergency meeting yesterday.
And signed the emergency declaration, which opened us up to receive some additional resources, both in terms of people and financially, and in equipment, which is really helpful, and that's a normal part of this process. But ultimately, I mean, the council's job is really right there. We are not on the front lines helping to do what Chief Elliott and his team, or Chief Nelson, our fire chief, or our public works director, they are really on that front line serving the people and ensuring that the community remains safe. But that aspect of being there at that council meeting, reaffirming the proclamation of that emergency proclamation, I think was an important aspect to ensuring that we've got the cleanup necessary, the dollars and the FEMA dollars and things like that in place.
And Chief, we'll ask you the first obvious question. We talked about this a couple of days ago when you were in. Have there been any people injured or suffering because of this? From, I guess, more of a physical standpoint, there's going to be financial suffering at some point down the road for a number of business owners and people. But as far as public safety, has it gone okay?
Yeah, it's gone really well. In fact, Jeff, we haven't had any direct flood-related medicals, no drownings or people at risk of that. But there are a whole lot of people that are awfully physically sore in our community. The turnout of support for the physical labor of sandbagging and helping move items, you know, up to higher levels and stuff like that in our businesses and homes has just been outstanding in our community, which, again, isn't surprising in Northfield. We show up for our neighbors.
Yeah.
Let's talk, Ron, you mentioned briefly, or you talked about the emergency declaration and what that means. And I guess, Chief, we can ask either one of you this, but as far as you being the emergency management manager here in Northfield, director of emergency management, what does that mean for you having that designation?
Yeah, that's something I talked with the mayor about this weekend when we saw the river levels continue to rise and rise, is that we're going to get to the point we need to make that emergency declaration. And a big part of that, what it does is it opens up the ability for us to bypass the normal acquisition process, which a lot of times is requesting bids for work to be done and that type of thing. And in an emergency, you can't put bids out and request that 3 weeks later people respond back and we open those sealed bids. So it allows us to work with contractors, whether it's for equipment or labor services, and just immediately find someone who's available to do that work, because it is an emergency situation. We're trying to protect life and property. So that's a big part of that declaration. And then it also, with that emergency declaration, aligns with our county and state declarations that the governor made or the Rice County Board of Directors, and opens up some funding sources as well, not only for the immediate, but also for reimbursement. So we know we're going to have costs associated with cleanup, both private costs as well as public costs. And usually when you have that level that we're experiencing now of damage, that there are federal funds that flow through the state and are available for reimbursement.
Have you had to use that emergency authority yet? I mean, have there been any contractors or anybody that you've worked with already and put in place? And granted, it's only been less than 24 hours, but have you had to use that yet?
Yeah, and we have, and we were able to get some assistance from the Army Corps of Engineers. A couple different aspects there. One, on the technical assistance, we had someone from their geotech group come out and kind of go through the downtown area and the flood area from a geological survey perspective for where we were at when we were in that height of the flood stage, and let us know their perspective of how we're doing with the geological aspects of the river, you know, all of that water coming right through downtown in that area, what we could expect, as well as the condition of our flood walls, our bridges, those type of things. So they gave us feedback on that, said everything looked like we're sitting well as far as an emergency perspective, but also emergency equipment. The East Riverwalk, we saw some substantial incursion from water coming through the wall as well as up through the ground there, and flooding that Riverwalk area and threatening several of the buildings there. And there were mitigation efforts in place, but just hard to keep up. I know a lot of people saw right below 4th Street Bridge there. At one point, I think there were about a dozen electrical pumps as well as gas pumps trying to keep up. And the Army Corps was able to deliver a diesel generator or pump to be able to pump that water out. And it really helped keep up with the flow that was coming in there and made a difference.
Now, let's talk about the west side. You mentioned the water coming up right up through the floor, through the groundwater. We saw that at Froggy Bottoms with some of the previous owners and operators. We got a brand new operator in there now, guys trying to open that up. Did they get that groundwater swell again? And is any idea if that has that or any other building, I should say?
Several buildings. Yeah, Jeff, several buildings have seen that. I think Froggy's is one people are just very aware of. Throughout the different floods we've had in the different years, people have seen that and are aware of it. But yeah, quite a few buildings downtown. And part of that geological part of where we sit is we're sitting on bedrock, and there isn't a whole lot of space between that bedrock and where buildings are. Even west side of town going up towards St. Olaf, we saw a whole lot of the older homes that have basements that have water in them too, coming up through the ground or coming through those limestone walls that they have in the basement. So we've seen that throughout the city in different places, but really that downtown area, I think those are the most visible to folks, and their business is open to the public, so they're aware that, oh, they're closed now because they have water coming up. So we have seen that. The good part is many of the businesses have been through this before. They know what they need to do to try to mitigate that, and they were able to keep up for the most part.
We're talking with Mayor Pownell and also Police Chief Elliott about the flooding that's been going on. Let's talk about hydrology. You've probably gotten both had your fair share of that topic here. We have seen flooding here. It's not just us, but out on the Cannon River, upriver, Waterville and in Morristown, and that some of the cities in that area, the little towns in that area, have had some pretty severe flooding, and that all comes down to us. It all just works its way down. I'm looking at the Cannon River gauge, which is actually just right outside our back door here on the Cannon River.
You're special.
Yeah, we are. We
got our own line. Rate?
Well, I just told him to. You know, I pulled a few strings back in 2010.
Right.
No, but it appears now that things are really subsiding and they're on their way. But we've got more rain coming up tomorrow. I would imagine you're probably keeping your eyes out on some of the rain. And where it falls, you know, it doesn't necessarily have to fall on us directly. Right. You know, it could be 25 miles away, but if they got a couple more inches of rain, we can be in trouble. All right. You spend a lot of time looking at that and talking to people?
We spend a lot of time with that, and our partners at NOAA, at National Weather Service, are ones that we're in contact with every day, and looking at what the forecast is. We are expected to get some storms come through Thursday night and Friday. The good part is right now the forecast is no more than a half inch and probably closer to a quarter inch of rain, which obviously doesn't help us, but isn't as bad as the 1, 2, 3-plus inches that we saw a couple other times in June. And you're right, Jeff, the hydrology of that is the whole upper watershed for the Cannon is the Cannon River out towards Morristown, Waterville, like you said, but also the Straight River, which meets with the Cannon in Faribault, and that comes out of Owatonna. And they got a whole lot of rain down there, too. In fact, on Thursday-ish, they got more rain than we did. And all of that rainwater, all of the river water, has to come through Northfield and through downtown Northfield over the dam. So we know that it's not going to fall fast, even though we've had several days without any measurable rain. We know that it's going to take at least a week before we get below flood stage, which would be that 897 mark. So it's going to be wet all week, and providing we don't get any substantial rain, we'll see it continue to fall.
All right. Let's move things back to the mayor. We have, this is not our first rodeo, first flood. Unfortunately, we've had quite a few, a series of them, probably four or five of
six
in this, six in six. Kind of this range over the course of the past maybe 15 years since 2010. Northfield has taken some some steps to help mitigate some of the damage from that. Let's see what we've done in the past and what we're going to do in the future. It looks like these events just aren't going to stop.
No. And I think that is the biggest concern. But I think we have learned, like you said, this is not our first go around. It's not our first rodeo. 2010 was the first one that I had experienced. And I think after 2010, I think they said, you won't see another one like this. Right? Well, now we know better that we will see probably more of these. And so you need to plan and prepare. And I'm just really pleased, not only with the response, because the community has been here, done that, right? The volunteer network, the staffing. We know and understand where sandbags need to go. Our businesses know that. And harnessing the volunteers, getting people there in time, they know how long it's going to take to fill a certain number of sandbags, that it's all planned out. So executing that every time that we have a flood becomes a little bit easier. That just makes sense. I think we made some really important infrastructure improvements back from 2010, which included our fire station building. That's an updated, remodeled building, better serving our fire department. But back in 2010, they had to man that like 24 hours or something to get the water out of the fire station building. So that we, with that renovation and that improvement of that area over there, it was all raised. And I don't believe they had any issues with that stormwater. So that's good for us as a community. But I don't think that we would have made the improvements that we did to that building area if we hadn't experienced that 2010 or 2016 major river flooding events that we had. So I'm just really grateful, right? Timing is important. So we made the necessary improvements to that building, but we also raised the electrical boxes so that our downtown business owners could maintain electricity so that they could run those sump pumps. In 2010, those electrical boxes were underwater. And so
that, by the way. We had to run on generators out here because I was underwater. And it really wasn't threatened this time around. Mm-hmm. Our transformer or whatever that box is out there. So
Good stuff. We extended, also helped with that west side of the river next to Froggy's, some river wall improvements for these flooding events. So that was done. But we still have some additional needs in terms of preparing that for flooding events like this, and we now know, right, this is probably not going to be the last. And so we have a couple of federal grants in to extend the West River Wall even further, as well as some additional improvements to Carlton. So two of those federal level grants to help ensure that our community can, our downtown core, we like having our businesses along the riverfront. It creates a vibrancy and a sense of place here where people really want to be. We want to maintain that. We want to grow it and improvement. And that means that we need to ensure the infrastructure is in place so that we can maintain this downtown corridor. And so I'm just really pleased with the response. There was a level of calmness, I think, with this year's flood that you definitely didn't see in 2010. And it's simply because we've gotten better and we've made the necessary improvements, but there's still more that we need to do.
And we'll talk about that more as the crisis continues. But we only have a few more minutes. I do want to touch on last night. Last night, the other part of the very busy day, another big key part of that, is you had a meet and greet with a couple of the two finalists for the job of Northfield Police Chief, the successor to Chief Elliott here. I guess, Mayor, we'll start off with you. How did things go last night? Your thoughts, or should I start off with Chief Elliott?
Chief Elliott has been far more in the trenches in this than I am, and since it's his replacement, we'll let him go.
Well, as you know, Jeff, this has been an ongoing process. I gave a six-month notice to the council administrator, Martig, that I would be retiring, and wanted to make sure that we had time to go through a thorough process to find a good fit for the community. And last night was kind of our final public step for that, of a meet and greet with our two finalists. Had an opportunity for the public to come and have just casual conversation with the candidates to start off with. And then we had about a 30-minute program with structured questions for them to introduce themselves and answer some questions relevant to modern policing and speak to a crowd of 50-plus people, which occasionally a police chief has to do. So that went really well. They presented themselves well. And then we had another hour where folks could just have those one-on-one or small group conversations with the candidates individually, and then they could all leave comments or feedback. So we had feedback cards for everybody, and I think almost everybody leaving was turning one in. So I think some in the community that showed up were appreciative that they were included in that. They could give their input. We had our council members there. Excuse me. So they got to see the candidates in that light or in that forum. And I think it was just a good opportunity for folks to see that process.
Yeah. We're right down to it now. Yeah. What's the next step in the process? Is it actually hiring someone? Will you be meeting together? Is the committee, I'm taking it the committee makes, forms a recommendation and then passes it on to the council. Is that correct?
That is correct, Jeff. The hiring committee will review all of the input thus far and make a selection. It'll be about a month before this comes before the council, because hiring a police chief is no different than any other officer. Post board has requirements for a thorough background check, psychological, medical, and physical evaluation. So we'll do all that over the next month, and then the beginning of August is the plan that a recommendation will come before the council.
Yeah. All right. We're out of time, but thank you both for coming in. Much appreciated. Thank you for your work over the course of the last week plus with the flooding, and best of luck to you in the hiring of the new officer and continuing help with the flooding efforts here at Northfield. Yes. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Jeff.
And thank you, Jeff. I want to thank you and the radio station for putting that information out. We know information is important for people in emergencies, and you guys were right on top of it, following the information the city was putting it out in a different forum, and sometimes that means to different folks who may not get their information from the city website. Mm-hmm. So we appreciate your efforts in keeping people informed.
Well, thank you. Direct that towards the new owner, Rich Larson.
Yes.
Rich is doing all the work now. I'm just sitting here doing the easy stuff.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
That is Northfield Mayor Rhonda Pownell and Northfield Police Chief Mark Elliott.